airlines sales tax.
If you missed any of that, you should download our mobile app to listen to podcasts of the shows on demand.
Just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Happy Friday to you. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining me here. And we got lots to go over on a Friday. Later on this hour at 4:50, we'll have your weekend movie preview, talking about the movies and entertainment on streaming, as well as some other movie news as well. Beginning of next hour, we got the jobs report for you and talk about the economy as we do every Friday. Getting started here with some of the top stories in the news. One of the breaking stories here, Tina Turner's son, Ronnie Turner, 62 years old, has passed away at 62. And he was a musician, just like his parents. And I didn't even look at the details. I just saw that he had passed away. So at age 62, that's one of the big stories that just came out today. Also, other big stories, Brittany Griner has finally arrived in the United States in Texas after the prisoner swap that made the headlines yesterday. The return of masks. That's right. New York City now recommending everyone wear masks indoors, regardless of vaccination status. They do state that the mask mandate is probably not going to be coming back. It will remain as a recommendation only, encouraging people. So, by the way, CDC is the one behind this. They're recommending masks in New York City, LA, and other communities where there's been an uptick in COVID cases. So that happened. The Keystone Pipeline, not the Keystone XL, but the Keystone Pipeline has shut down after 14,000 barrel oil spill in Kansas. An oil spill in rural Kansas Creek shut down the Keystone Pipeline. One of the latest spills that has happened with oil. Trump's tariffs against China and others pertaining to steel and aluminum have been ruled invalid by the World Trade Organization. They said that Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs broke rules. So, okay. But in the meantime, the United States rejected those findings from the World Trade Organization. Yeah, I think it's quite bizarre, actually, that they would rule that. Part of the reason why for those tariffs, it was because China's tariffs against our imports were almost three times more than what ours was. Oh, my goodness. Ukraine workers being tortured. That's the latest coming out from Ukraine, saying that their workers were tortured by Russian soldiers in the steel plant. One of the other big stories today, yet another Democrat leaving the Democrat Party. Democrat Senator Kristen Sinema from Arizona. She announced today that she's leaving the party. She's not becoming Republican. She's just going to be registered as an independent. So that makes three U.S. senators who are not Democrats now, who basically are registered independents, but she probably will still caucus with the Democrats, just like Bernie Sanders does. So we'll have to see what happens with that. It could be a big move down the road. We'll have to see what happens with that. I mentioned yesterday that Trevor Noah, it was his last day hosting The Daily Show. So he gave a goodbye last night and gave a special shout out to black women during his final episode. And, you know, we mentioned yesterday all the different fill in candidates or fill in people who would be going over things with him. I think, because now it goes on hiatus until January 17th. So there you go. Sam Bankman-Fried says he will testify to the House committee about the FTX collapse after all. Remember, they said they weren't going to subpoena him. Up until this point, he had not said that if he would volunteer, but now it turns out he will. So there you go. And so, yeah, that's a pretty big story right there, as we'll hopefully get more answers pertaining to that FTX collapse. So let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
On I-10 and I-110, no major slowdowns to report, as well as 29 looking good in both the north and southbound directions. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear. We do have our everyday traffic on Highway 90 that's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. Extremely slow moving traffic. And then throughout Highway 90, throughout Milton and Pace, we do have some slowdowns. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. AOC is under investigation. There's an ethics probe pertaining to her, but oftentimes these ethics probes from the House Ethics Committee don't really materialize into anything other than a censorship, usually, or a warning. But that's going on. And then there's become more support for mail-in voting. And I'm not talking about just from independents or Democrats, Republicans. Republicans discovering that mail-in ballots may not be so bad after all, and starting to warm up to the idea after the midterms. And then there was one other story. Oh, New York City. We think our rents here are pretty vicious. Well, New York City's average rent in Manhattan has jumped to $5,249 a month. $5,249 for the average rent in Manhattan. And it doesn't look like it's going to fall anytime soon. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There's, we're talking about one of the big stories. Kristen Sinema, the senator from Arizona, went ahead and abandoned the Democrat Party, says she's becoming a independent. Text here, I don't see how that's right by the people who voted her in as a Democrat. Well, I've often thought that. Oh, I agree with you. Right? When you see this with Republicans or Democrats deciding. Now, it's one thing with like Tulsi Gabbard, who's no longer in office, who announces, hey, I'm leaving the Democrat Party. But whenever somebody's a sitting representative and they announce I'm leaving this party, at least she's going independent. To me, it's like it's pretty darn egregious if somebody leaves the Republican Party and goes, and I've changed my party affiliation to Democrat, or vice versa. I've left the Democrat Party, I've changed my affiliation to Republican. It's like, whoa, you just really stuck it to all the people who voted for you in the last election. But I don't know. In some aspects, though, I talked to some people and they go, well, I'm okay with it because I was voting for the person, not the party. Yeah. You and like five other people. I don't know what to tell you. I see what you're saying, though. I totally agree. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, hey, be sure to download our mobile app. Just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. You can listen to the live stream anytime. You can check out national and local news. And you can listen to our local shows like Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, and Pensacola Right Now. You can listen to the podcasts on demand. You can also listen to the live streams of our other stations. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, one more thing. Saturday evening. Don't go in the morning. That'd be bad. Saturday evening, 5:30 is when the Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade will roll in downtown Pensacola. So be sure to check out that fantastic Christmas parade on Saturday evening. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. I'm Joe Ford. More than $250 million worth of weapons and equipment are going to Ukraine. The total package is worth $275 million. The Pentagon says 150 generators and ambulances are also heading overseas. A Texas state representative is pushing to ban children from using social media. Republican Jared Patterson filing a bill that would require social media users be at least 18 years old to create an account. Patterson believes social media is dangerous to children's mental and physical health. A Georgia man discovered the Board of Elections thought he was dead. A very much alive Michael Scott, no relation to the office, I would assume, tells Fox 54 when he went to cast his ballot in the Senate runoff election this week, he wasn't allowed to vote and was turned away. He found out the reason why is because he was listed as dead. And absolutely the highest level of drama during today's World Cup quarterfinals, Croatia knocks off Brazil in penalties. And just a few moments ago, Argentina squeaks by in penalties as well over the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah, that's very good. So there's I saw the Croatia upset Brazil. That one surprised me quite a bit.
And it did, yeah, especially the way it
happened.
The
Argentina one, though, that's not as big of a surprise. But Croatia beating Brazil was pretty big.
It was 0-0 after 90 minutes, so they go to a 30-minute extra time. Brazil scores about 15 minutes in. So, you know, at that point, everybody's like, okay, you know, this is over. And Brazil kind of plays it that way, just trying to kill time. And then with about a minute left in the extra time, Croatia scores and then gets the job done in penalties. So Brazil went from surefire into the semis to out.
Yeah, exactly. So pretty interesting World Cup we've had with a lot of upsets.
Oh, it's been great. It's been awesome. Yeah, and so tomorrow you've got England and France.
Right.
I mean, that's like two of the top four teams in the world right there. So that's going to be just as good.
Yeah, and then what's the late game one?
England and France will be the later one at 1:00. The early one at 9:00 is Portugal Morocco.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. Okay, and Morocco's another one of those. It just keeps on going. So. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola, as well as 29. On Pine Forest, we are seeing our slowdowns in between 9 Mile and I-10 starting to form this afternoon. Blue Angel, Lillian Highway checking in clear. Everyday afternoon delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Going to see your slowdowns, as well as we do have an accident reported on Highway 90 throughout Pace off East Spencer Field Road. Not seeing too bad of slowdowns due to the accident, but we do have some patchy delays or patchy traffic in just your typical areas on Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they can be found off of Beverly Parkway. Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, there's quite a bit of money that goes into pensions, to fund pensions, and around the country, as well as even the around each state, as well as the country, they have problem funding pensions. President Biden trying to do something about that. I'll talk about it next. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. President Biden shuffling. I brought this up just a little bit yesterday. I want to bring this up again, though, because I didn't get to bring up one aspect. So President Biden's going to release nearly $36 billion in aid from the American Rescue Plan to aid pensions of union workers. And this is particularly pertaining to Teamsters workers and other retirees, because I guess there was plans to make severe cuts to their retirement incomes. And you know what? One of the things that I wanted to talk about that is there are a lot of states that have some pretty outrageous pension funds. You can go to openthebooks.org and you can look at actually the list of people's pensions from the state, from governments, and a lot of them are outrageous. There's some superintendents who are getting paid like $1 million a year and they're retired. And you're like, what? Wait, what? I mean, this is public dollars. This is tax dollars. But what I don't agree with, though, is when they cut people's, like, well, you know what? Our pensions are underfunded. We can't afford them. We're going to have to cut your retirement. It's like, whoa. Now, that's completely different, because a lot of people aren't making, you know, that kind of money on their pensions. And all of a sudden, you're telling them that what they've planned to basically retire on, they're going to have to change that. That's rough. Yeah, that's rough. So I'm all for funding the pension. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we got your weekend movie preview. We also got your sports hit coming up as well. And let me tell you about the Cordova Mall Ball. It comes up January 28th at the Cordova Mall. It's going to be the first time it's going to be in the mall since the start of COVID-19. And this benefits, first of all, this is Northwest Florida's largest Mardi Gras ball, and it will support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Tables of eight and general admission and tickets are available now. Get all the details on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you, and before we get to sports, New York City now recommending everyone wear masks indoors, regardless of vaccination status. This comes about after the CDC recommended that for New York City and LA. Senator Kristen Sinema has left the Democrat Party and is now going to be a registered independent. Now it's the third Democrat who is a senator who is an independent now. And the World Trade Organization says that Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs broke rules. The United States has pushed back on that and said, nuh-uh. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
World Cup update. Argentina and Netherlands ended up going to penalty kicks, and Argentina ended up winning, so they advanced. Croatia and Brazil went to penalty kicks as well, and Croatia won that one. So the next round in that bracket will be the semifinal will be Argentina against Croatia. Tomorrow you've got Morocco playing Portugal and then England against France. Both of those games will be on Fox. Then tonight is the NBA, and that's going to be on ESPN at 6:30 with the Lakers against the 76ers. And 9 o'clock, the Milwaukee Bucks play the Dallas Mavericks. NCAA football is tonight as well. You're starting to get into some of these championship games and things like that. So here we go. Tonight on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, you got Samford against North Dakota. North Dakota State Bisons. That is the quarterfinals. And then on ESPN. Wait, I got to see the score. Yeah, so that's ESPN2 at 6. Then ESPN2 about 9:15 will be William and Mary against Montana State for the quarterfinals there. And then a late game on ESPN Plus only, Incarnate Word takes on Sacramento State. Then hockey, ESPN Plus, and you've got, I don't believe Tampa Bay or Florida is playing in this one as they played last night. Then the other ones to let you know about, UWF is in their semifinal tomorrow against Ferris State. So rooting for them. It's third time that they've made the semifinals in 6 years. That's amazing. Also tomorrow is Army versus Navy game. So you really want to put that on your calendar. And then tonight, if you want to root for a home high school team, Northview. Northview Chiefs are going to be playing Hawthorne in the 1R championship game. And Hawthorne is coming off of a 28-0 shutout the other night. So a pretty big one right here for Northview up there in Century. So rooting for them. Then in sports news real quick, Odell Beckham Jr. says he doesn't see the point of playing in the regular season. So he still hasn't landed on a team yet. He went and visited the Cowboys, and apparently the visit did not go very well, because after that visit, the Cowboys weren't really interested in bringing him on anymore. And now he says he doesn't see the point of even playing in the regular season. The Ravens are expected to start Huntley against the Steelers as Lamar Jackson's still recovering. And the Giants running back Saquon Barkley is questionable against the Eagles with a neck injury. Let's get Trapped on the Fives with Gracie Wolf and come back with your CBS Sports Minute.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola. We do have some slight slowdowns on 29. This is going to be if you're heading northbound, approaching West Detroit Boulevard. We have a small accident there that is causing some slight delays, as well as Highway 90 at the intersection of Highway 90 and East Spencerfield Road in Pace. Have some few slowdowns due to that accident. And leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, you're going to see some slow-moving traffic in the eastbound direction due to construction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up after our CBS Sports Minute, you know there's that volcano in Hawaii that's been erupting? I've got an interesting story about that one coming up next, right after our CBS Sports Minute.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. Baker Mayfield gave a performance for the ages on Thursday night, engineering a 98-yard drive to lead his new Rams team to victory. While this was a tremendous accomplishment, considering he was claimed off of waivers 48 hours earlier, I don't think Baker is any closer to solidifying a starting spot for next year. Baker's recent history tells the story. He has been bad, and despite an amazing game against the Raiders, I'm pumping the brakes on a Baker redemption season. I'm Maggie Gray.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate lock date requirements and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com. Call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Without Prilosec, I wouldn't be able to enjoy all this yummy holiday food. Speaking of, whoever made that apple pie, delicious.
Thank you.
I just take one pill each morning and zero heartburn all day. So cheers to Prilosec OTC. Ooh, are those jalapeno poppers?
Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid that can cause heartburn, so you can enjoy the holidays. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
All right, there you go. That is the CBS Sports Minute. It was a pretty exciting game last night with Baker Mayfield. It just looked just like what Tom Brady did on Monday Night Football. So pretty interesting right there. Now, that volcano that's erupting in Hawaii? Apparently, they're getting a lot of tourists still. They got a big influx of tourists because of those volcanoes. They want to check them out. Native Hawaiians, though, are getting a little upset because the tourists are throwing marshmallows at the lava. What? Like, they're just trying to make some s'mores. Apparently, this is like a big thing. Tourists are throwing marshmallows in the volcano or at the lava and having the volcanoes melt. And I guess they might be doing it for social media to watch the marshmallows like melt. I don't know, or cook. But either way, natives are getting upset because they think that volcanoes are sacred, and it seems disrespectful to throw marshmallows at them. So there you go. Tourists who get caught too close to the lava, by the way, are facing $500 fines and up to 30 days in jail. So if you're headed to Hawaii, just leave the marshmallows at home. I saw this story. It kind of surprised me. McDonald's says its most popular menu items this year were fries, cheeseburgers, and McChickens. Oh, interesting. But another statistic that McDonald's shared is that over 5,000 Americans ordered Big Macs at least 100 times in the first 9 months of 2022. We're not even done with the year. They said about 5,000 Americans ordered McNuggets about 100 times in the first 9 months of the year. So roughly about 3 Big Macs a week is on average of what 5,000 Americans were doing. Wait, it's almost like we'd have an obesity problem in America. It's like,
I'm seriously concerned for those people.
Yeah. First of all, they're like, don't get me wrong. Every now and then I'm like, I'm in the mood for a Big Mac.
Yeah, you know? Same. But 100. Like, it's a lot.
But 100 in a year? Big Macs aren't that good.
I'm hoping it's like a family of three that just doesn't do dinner once a week, and maybe they're getting three, but like, I know it's not.
Nope, that's not what it is. McFlurries are very popular even in winter. Apparently, dozens of people in Anchorage, Alaska still order them on the coldest day of the year in January of last year. And the most common thing we get with McFlurries? Fries. And a lot of people use them to dip. I don't dip fries in the ice cream. I don't understand that one. I don't get it. What? Why? No, ketchup. Or why are you laughing, Gracie? You're a fry dipper, aren't you? Into the ice cream.
Not the McFlurry, but the Frosty. The McFlurry's too thick. Oh, the Frosty. So.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a science to it.
I've seen a lot of people doing that. The Frosty from Wendy's, having dip in the fries and that. It's just weird. Why?
I don't have any words for it, but it's good.
Just okay. All right. Coming up here next, got your weekend movie preview next on News Radio 93. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting. Okay, I was saying I don't understand the appeal of the fries dipping into the ice cream or the Frosty. And God texts, it's the sweet and salty mix, which I did read something about sweet and salty together creates a chemical reaction in our brains. It triggers something that we like it. So maybe I should try it and get addicted to it. I don't know. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Now, Bobby, Russia is warning folks to not mistake the prisoner exchange involving Brittany Griner for an improvement in relations with the U.S. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said relations between the two countries are still in a sorry state, insisting the exchange talks were the only reason why the two nations were speaking. Democrats in Arizona slamming Senator Kyrsten Sinema following her exit from the party. Sinema announced she's registering as an independent. Former Minneapolis police officer charged in a state case that's linked to the death of George Floyd is being sentenced. J. Alexander Kang was given 3.5 years behind bars for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. That sentence will run at the same time as the federal sentence he's serving. And the parents of of an admitted school shooter in Michigan are trying to get their bond lowered to allow them to be out of jail until their trial starts next year. James and Jennifer Crumbly are charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four Oxford High School students who were shot and killed by their then 15-year-old son, who has since pleaded guilty. The Crumblys are accused of being grossly negligent in caring for their son, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that too. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear throughout our area. Nothing to slow you down on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. We do have slowdowns on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. That's our traffic line. And this traffic report is presented by All Pro Tune-Up across from the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in quality workmanship, servicing your cars, your trucks, and your RVs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's Friday, so on Fridays we like to talk some movies. Let's hit it.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here. We've got actually quite a few things on streaming. Emancipation came out in theaters last week, but now it's also in theaters, and it's on Apple TV+. This is the new Will Smith movie about the true story of the man who escaped from slavery and out of the swamps of Louisiana. And then let's see here, the other one that's on in theaters and on streaming is Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. So it's a stop action film version of Pinocchio. I still haven't seen the Disney Plus one. It came out like earlier this year, so that's I'll check that one out. And then there's another one out in the theaters called The Whale, starring Brendan Fraser. This is a drama that's been earning him standing ovations everywhere it's played. He plays a 600-pound teacher who tries to reconnect with his estranged daughter after he's diagnosed with very little time to live. So it's called The Whale. On DVD or digital download, there's Amsterdam and Clerks 2 that are both out and available. On Amazon Prime Video, Something from Tiffany's is a new show on there. Netflix, like I said, has Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. Apple TV Plus has Emancipation. HBO Max also has Amsterdam, so you can either download it on DVD or you can get it on HBO Max. And then Disney Plus has Idina Menzel's special. It's called Which Way to the Stage, and it has the very first episode from the brand new series Night at the Museum. That came out this week as well. No Wonder Woman 3. That's what we're being told. There's not going to be a Wonder Woman 3 after all. They were looked like they were in the making of it, but for whatever reason, they decided to stop that series of movies, of films. And finally, if you want to check out every true crime content on Netflix, there's a special code, and you can get it. You go to the search page, and you type in 987. Five. So you skip the six. 9875. You do a search for that, and apparently hundreds of shows and movies all pertaining to true crime come up. There you go. A little tip for you. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. Public libraries have been rejecting Kirk Cameron's faith-based book. Some of them won't even allow him to show up to read his kids' book. But yet, they'll have drag queen hour for kids and not allow his faith-based book to be... Oh, boy. There you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.